So, Joe, are you ready for this afternoon's meeting?
Hi, Claire. Yes, but I am a bit nervous.
This is your first multidisciplinary meeting, isn't it?
Yes. I am enjoying my placement because I get to see lots of things and practice what we've been taught, but it's still stressful every time I do something new.
Of course, that's completely natural. We all feel the same way, I think. As for this afternoon's meeting, I know most of the team that has been put in place, and they're very professional and easy to work with. The most important thing to remember with these meetings is that client confidentiality is really important in these cases.
Is it more important than for other cases?
No, sorry. I didn't express myself clearly. It is always important and essential to respect client confidentiality. When a caseworker meets a client, they document the meeting and action anything that is required. However, in a multidisciplinary meeting, there are many more people present and there will be multiple copies of the meeting reports. This means that there will be a lot more chance of a breach of client confidentiality.
Oh yeah, I see. So what can we do about that?
At the initial meeting this afternoon, the client and her family aren't present and we have a discussion led by the key worker. In this case, the community link officer who knows the client well. She will confirm that we are all aware of our responsibilities, including client privacy, and she will also present the client's situation to us.
We already know the client. It's Margot, isn't it? We've been working on helping her manage her money for a while now.
Yes, and we know the family well too. But Margot and her family might be worried about talking about all their personal affairs in front of so many people. So we have to be able to reassure them that we will all be professional and respectful.
Of course. It's quite easy to be open when you're speaking to your own caseworker, but harder to speak to lots of people and be sure that nobody will say anything.
Yes, and sometimes the family or the client asks to keep something secret. For example, last week, I was at a multidisciplinary meeting where the client asked us not to tell her parents that her boyfriend was taking drugs again. We had to respect her decision so that all the team knew, but we didn't tell the parents.
Okay, so today we will find out if there's anything we can't mention in the group meetings in front of the family.
Exactly, or something that the family don't want to mention in front of the client. Margot is hoping to move out of her family home into an assisted living centre, but we know that her mother is ill and I think the key worker will ask us not to mention this in front of Margot. Her parents think it will be good for Margot to gain independence and they're worried that if she knows her mother is ill, she will want to stay at home with her.
Okay, and I suppose there's a lot of control over the meeting reports because it's not just one agency but several that are involved.
Yes, that is quite straightforward. The key worker will give us the details, but in general you must be aware that there is even more information stored in these reports than a normal case meeting report and keep it in a secure file.
Yeah, the same as any confidential document.
Exactly. The key worker will discuss confidentiality and make sure everyone in the meeting has attended the client privacy training and is authorised to be there, because there may be new team members.
Okay, so you won't know all the team members?
No, sometimes there are trainees like you, or like today we have a new housing association representative. So the team key worker will make sure that you understand the importance of client, family and document confidentiality.